Howdy, neighbors. Good morning, everybody. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agricultural news up next.
Hi, I'm Kristen. My family has dairy farmed for generations. Through the years, my family has shown a commitment to the community and environment. By using the latest technology, best animal care, recycling, and sustainable practices. Because our goal is to keep dairy farming in the family for the next generation and keep providing the best and safest milk around. Learn more about Dairy Farm's commitment to community and the environment at DairyDiscoveryZone.com.
I'm Randy Grellner. I'm a doctor by day and a farmer by trade. Raised as the son of a sharecropper, I feel more comfortable in cowboy boots with a gun than dress shoes with a pen. I learned hard work and rural values growing up in Kingfisher. Today, as farmers are feeling the impact of inflation caused by Democratic policies, doubling the cost of fertilizer and diesel, we need a stable food supply and we need to respect the farmers who make that possible. I am the only non-career politician and farmer running for Senate. I am Dr. Randy Grellner. I'm running for U.S. Senate and I approve this message.
Paid for by Dr. Grellner for U.S. Senate.
During the long Memorial Day holiday, got some wheat harvest going once again after the rains of last week. We've had harvest going on in the Walters area, the Altus area, up into Chattanooga as well, and even some points further north. Mike Schulte, the Oklahoma Wheat Commission, indicating that he's had at least some test cutting going on in the Okarchee Piedmont area as well. Early indications that we're getting from folks that have done some harvesting at this point, yields 10, 15, maybe 20 bushels per acre. Test weights are decent. Moistures are pretty good as well. Problem is, this is going to be a very short crop in 2022. Speaking of a short crop in stature, it's going to be short as well. John Fenderson with Bayer Westbred says that's going to be a big problem given the rains of last week and fast-growing weeds.
One of the things that I've been noticing in the field, Ron, is there are a lot of summer annual weeds beginning to pop up. Most areas have had some amount of rain, and it's the time of year those weeds are going to start showing up. The crop is short. The crop in most cases is quite thin, gives a lot of sunlight that's going to be able to get down and reach that surface, and we're starting to see these weeds grow. We need to be walking those fields. We need to be looking for small pigweeds that may be coming up in the fields, kochia, sunflowers, these earlier emerging summer weeds that can really cause us a lot of harvest headaches and moisture issues with the grain. Given the crop that's in the field, that we are going to see a lot of weed problems.
John Fenderson with Bayer Westbred. Now, as far as moving further south away from the southwestern corner of the state of Oklahoma into central Oklahoma, some test cuttings over the weekend showed a lot of fields still pretty high in moisture. Maybe today will be the day that we'll see a lot of breakout harvesting in that region. However, we are seeing at least one family in the Newcastle area that did get the actual moisture levels down to where they were in full harvest mode yesterday, making around 50 bushels an acre, 63-pound test weights being reported at one location in Newcastle. Rain is in the forecast, middle part of the week. That could change the dynamic of the wheat once again in 2022. A couple of different opinions coming from ag groups responding to USDA's proposed poultry rule changes and updates under the Packers and Stockyards Act. National Chicken Council says it's just a rerun from the Obama administration era. However, American Farm Bureau President Zippy Duval says his organization appreciates USDA working to create more transparency in the poultry industry. National Farmers Union, they also like the proposals from Uncle Sam. You've got farm news on Ron.
With the high cost of fertilizer, water, and other inputs, there's never been a better time for the groundbreaking iGrowth ImmaFlex sorghum production system. Herbicide-tolerant iGrowth grain and forage hybrids from Alta Seeds paired with the weed-fighting power of ImmaFlex herbicide from UPL can help you improve your crop production efficiency and make the very most of your sorghum acres. Visit sorghumpotential.com/start today to lock in your seed. Always read and follow label directions.
And that's your farm news. I'm Ron Hayes.